Endotracheal intubation is an important part of airway management. It is best learnt through practice under expert supervision and, in our opinion, first on a mannequin and then on elective, uncomplicated and fasted patients. This lesson aims to prepare you for these practice sessions, and our narrow focus is on teaching the manual skills that will increase your chances of success. Your intubation should always be preceded by an airway assessment. What equipment and personnel does the patient in front of you require? Are there complications you suspect may arise, and is everyone on board with the plan if they do? First, place the patient in an optimal position with the pillow tucked underneath the shoulders. Raise the head relative to the body into the so-called sniffing position. Your goal is to achieve a line of sight to the vocal cords in order to pass the tube through them into the trachea. This requires a laryngoscope. We will teach traditional direct laryngoscopy, but for filming purposes we use a video laryngoscope that has the same shape. Have the patient inhale 100% oxygen through a tight-fitting mask. When the measured expiratory or end tidal oxygen concentration exceeds 80%, you've loaded up an oxygen reserve in the periphery of the lungs. If this monitoring is unavailable, pre-oxygenate for a minimum of 3 minutes. Pre-oxygenation can be further improved, especially in the obese, by tilting the table and by applying a positive end expiratory pressure. This extra oxygen in the patient buys you potentially life-saving time if you have unexpected airway difficulties, precious time to call for help or try more advanced techniques. Administer the analgesic and await the onset. Laryngoscopy is very painful and requires drugs to alleviate sympathetic response and airway reflexes.